brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be.
Well, hello, this is Dr. John DeWitt, the host of the Brain Builders Podcast, and today we're going to finish up with exercises that are good for the brain. We just started on leg press, and then we're going to talk about how to hack your sleep. So now with the leg press, perform only one set of each of the five movements per workout. We mentioned those in our previous episode, taking each set to the point of positive muscular failure. This is the point where the weight won't move anymore no matter how much effort you apply, signifying that your muscle is completely fatigued. As you complete the movements, move the weight at a slow tempo for the duration of each set. It should take 6 to 10 seconds to raise the weight each time and another 6 to 10 seconds to lower it. Do not pause at the top or bottom of the motion. The weight you use should be heavy enough that you reach muscular failure somewhere between 1.5 and 2 minutes. If you can keep going after 2 minutes, add more weight. If you can't go past 1 minute, remove some weight. Do not rest at the end of each repetition. The idea is to never let the muscle relax, not even for a second. Move on to the next movement as soon as possible without much of a break in between. The time between movements should not exceed 2 minutes. If you do it right, each full workout of all movements should take about 20 minutes. That's only 20 minutes a week. Wow, that sounds nice for all of us that have busy schedules. So now, hacking your sleep. The junk light hacks and nutrition plan will help you sleep better than you probably have in years, but there are a few more things you should do to make sure you get the best possible quality sleep. These simple steps will help your mitochondria clean house during the night so you can wake up fresh and ready to kick butt all day long. Switch to decaf coffee after 2 p.m. As much as Dave loves coffee, he doesn't like how it affects his sleep when he drinks it after 2 p.m. The caffeine can keep many people from sleeping soundly when they drink it, especially late in the day. So cut out the caffeinated French press or cappuccino after dinner for the next 2 weeks. Decaf is fine. Just watch out for mitochondrial toxins in untested decaf. Even countries with mold standards for coffee allow twice as much mold toxin in decaf. Yikes. Don't work out before bed. This is something that personally I agree with 100%. Do not do your resistance workout or hit back within 2 hours of going to sleep because it will energize you and keep you awake. You can, however, do your meaningful movement before bed. In fact, some relaxing yoga right before going to sleep may help you wind down. Personally, I can't work out after 3 p.m. because the energy boost you get is just, it's too hard to slow down. It's interesting. So, yeah, don't work out in the afternoon if you can help it. But at the very least, don't do it 2 hours before going to sleep. Go to sleep based on your chronotype. So what is a chronotype? Well, it turns out that your genes influence your circadian rhythm in a meaningful way. About 15% of us naturally stay up late. About 15% of us naturally wake up early, which would be me because I get up at about 4 o'clock every day, it seems like. But that's something you can train yourself either way. But anyway, about 15% of us don't sleep well at all, and the other 55% follow the normal daily cycle. If you are one of the 55%, go to bed by 11. That avoids the cortisol surge that can come around that time and keep you from sleeping. This is the famous second wind that you may have taken advantage of in college when cramming for finals. It may have helped you then, but it will harm your sleep quality now. If you're an early riser or a night owl, you can shift that time by an hour in either direction. The fact that your mitochondria follow your circadian rhythm really matters. This is new research based on the work of his friend, Dr. Michael Bruce, sleep specialist from the Dr. Oz show. you're not sure of your sleep type, you can take a free quiz to determine your chronotype at bulletproof.com/chronotype. And that's C-H-R-O-N-O-T-Y-P-E. Or read The Power of When by Dr. Bruce, which Dave highly recommends. This is interesting, too. Hack your sleep with honey. Have up to 1 tablespoon of raw honey before bed on an empty stomach. Your brain uses liver glycogen for carb storage at night, and raw honey replenishes this supply better than other carbs, so you can create stable glucose levels for hours. Stable glucose means happy mitochondria as they are busy repairing at night. Many people take the honey with brain octane oil so that your brain can burn glucose from the honey and fat, the ketones from the brain octane oil, while you sleep for maximum efficiency. Huh. I'm going to have to try that out. Go into airplane mode. When you go to sleep, turn off the Wi-Fi on your phone and put your phone in airplane mode or leave it in another room while you sleep. This will protect you from EMFs and any lights or sounds that your phone might make during the night. If you're worried that people won't be able to reach you all night, you need to relax. Dave is officially giving you permission to turn your phone off when you go to sleep. It will make you stronger the next day so that you can better face whatever emergencies you slept through during the night. He suggests turning off your Wi-Fi router at night as well. You'll be amazed at the improvements to your sleep. He uses a vacation timer that automatically cuts power to his Wi-Fi router at night. Just breathe. One of the simplest things. We talked about this in my Natural Vision Correction book. And breathing is something that a lot of us forget how to do as we get older. I mean, obviously not breathing in general, but the proper way to breathe. Performing a simple breathing exercise before bed will lower your cortisol levels and turn off your fight or flight response to help you sleep. And your mitochondria can detect this difference. There are 2 simple breathing exercises that he finds most helpful when going to sleep. In fact, Dave doesn't know how to stay awake after doing these. They are called a box breath and an Ujjayi breath. You can do either or both each night during the next 2 weeks. To do a box breath, sit down in a comfortable chair with your feet on the floor and your hands in your lap, or do it in bed lying flat on your back. Close your eyes, close your mouth, and slowly breathe in through your nose as you count to 4 or more. Hold your breath for another count of 4, or the same number as you inhale, as your inhale. It's making me yawn just thinking about it. And then exhale through your mouth for an equal final count. Finish by holding your lungs empty for the same count. So it's in through the nose 4 or 5, hold it for 4 or 5, out through the mouth 4 or 5, and then hold it 4 or 5. Repeat this several times. You can watch a video tutorial at bulletproof.com/headstrong. An Ujjayi breath is used in yoga, Tai Chi, and Taoism, and is sometimes called an ocean breath because of the sound it makes. It's hard to describe it in writing, but we're going to do our best here. And you can visit bulletproof.com/headstrong to watch a video of a properly done Ujjayi breath. Sitting comfortably or lying down, breathe slowly and deeply through your nose, filling your abdomen first. Tighten your throat as you inhale, almost like you would if you were going to snore or snort. It should sound like an ocean in your ears. When your lungs are full, breathe out through your nose the same way, with a tightening of your sinus area to make the sound as if you're trying to fog up a mirror. Do either one of these breathing techniques for 4 minutes before bed, and you'll sleep the relaxed sleep of a very tired baby. That sounds nice. Mitochondrial meditation. Dave has been meditating for years and in many different ways, including with lots of sensors glued to his head, but he wanted the Headstrong meditation to specifically benefit your mitochondria, so he sought out a 5,000-year-old Chinese energetic medicine practice used to protect China's emperors. It translates to new life energy, and Dr. Barry Morguelan is one of the 12 remaining grandmasters of this form of training in the world, as well as a highly respected UCLA surgeon. He spent years at the top of a mountain in China while he was growing his Western medicine practice, studying and doing the kind of training where you sit with your shirt off and learn to melt snow around you with your body heat. Talk about mitochondrial function. Barry is one of the most powerful energy medicine workers Dave has ever met. He has helped him in many tangible ways. He has treated the presidents of multiple countries, and he flies in for Tony Robbins' big events to help keep Tony's impressive energy at its peak. Dave could not imagine a more qualified person to design this meditation for you. The entire practice of New Life Energy is built around increasing and controlling the mitochondria, allowing them to create more energy and to direct it with more power. This is a core meditation from the practice, one Dr. Barry selected specifically for mitochondrial function. There are no clinical studies of this specific form, but Dave's happy to go with 5,000 years of observation from the creators of this school of energy medicine. And if he's wrong, it's still an amazing meditation. A meditation like this is best experienced with headphones, and there's a recording with Dr. Barry available for free at bulletproof.com/headstrong. Here is a rundown, but you owe it to yourself to try the audio version. Find a comfortable chair that supports your back or lie on your back. Close your eyes and uncross your arms and legs. Relax your hands on your thighs. Take a deep breath and breathe in the whole universe. Scientists have noticed that this is a fluid universe and that it communicates with us in many, many ways that are still undiscovered. And yes, as you breathe, there is motion everywhere. Nothing is standing still, so enjoy the excitement of taking a deep breath all the way down to your diaphragm. Now take a deep breath and let it go all the way down to your feet. Now take a deep breath and notice that you can direct the breath like a beam that you can send all the way down through your diaphragm, through your pelvis, through your legs, through your feet, and into the ground. Then enjoy the noticing that as you breathe all the way down into the earth, you can relax, and the beam of the breath can make a pathway back up from the earth through your torso up to your lungs. Now notice that you can take an even deeper breath and follow that path again all the way down, down, down into your abdomen, into your legs, into the ground, and burrow down deeper into the earth through sediments, shale and rocks, and into oil and water collections. Notice you can follow your breath in a pathway that continues to keep tunneling downward further and further. Send that beam all the way down and notice that it doesn't take that long for it to work its way through deeper and deeper into the earth. As you breathe again, follow the breath as it continues to gain momentum and strength and watch it create a beam that goes down through your body further and lower and deeper into the earth, this time about a mile down. Then watch it turn around and come back up all the way, retracing its path. As it comes up, the pathway is already open for the beam to return much faster. It comes up faster and faster and faster, up into your chest, up into your head, and can actually come up even a foot or so above your head. Experience the beam with your eyes closed as it explodes above your head, and then notice that it really has some power now. Breathe again deeply and send the beam down again, all the way down through your body, through your legs. Keep following the momentum and the power behind it now. You can follow your breath like a beam as it passes down further and further nearly to the center of the earth. And then once it reaches that point, it lightly touches the center and then circles around and starts to come right back up much more quickly. The beam comes up faster and faster, farther and farther until it passes up through the earth and into your feet, into your body, into your head, and then it goes about 3 or 4 feet above your head. You may notice that as you keep breathing, the beam gets stronger and appears thicker, often more golden and platinum colored. As it becomes easier to breathe and direct this beam, you can direct it to retrace its pathway down through your body, through the earth, and into the center, and then through many layers until it finally breaks through the crust of the earth on the other side of the planet, creating a showering effect. Then as you continue to breathe, you notice just as easily the beam returns from the other side of the earth's crust all the way back through and up through your body and your head. Sit there for a while and relax and just breathe at a comfortable pace as you watch the beams go down from you, making their path through the earth out the other side. Then watch them turn around and come all the way back to you like a column. This column made by the beam appears more golden and platinum colored as it makes its way back up to you. One of these times that it comes back to you, that you can experience being lifted up higher and higher into an incredible blue sky. As you start to go higher and higher, you can recognize your ability to climb a pathway up a mountain. There seems to be less resistance. You can move even further now, faster now, as you go higher and further on the path. It doesn't take long until you encounter an old hut along this well-worn path. It stands very beautiful in the sunlight. There's a little more about this, but we're going to talk about it tomorrow in the podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Feel free to share this vital, vital information from all these geniuses that have researched all the brain health tips and hacks. And I'm your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and this has been the Brain Builders Podcast. Have a great day.